Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi everyone and welcome back to Delhi Decoded. I'm Pritika Khanna and I am back with your weekly update from the national capital. I know things are starting to ease now, but it's best to stay indoors as much as possible and take all the necessary precautions. I know I'm going to continue staying indoors. You can probably hear noises in the recordings as I'm still recording at home using my phone. After more than 2 months and 5 phases of lockdown, we are entering the first phase of unlocking India. It is that time which most of us have been waiting for. The time when we finally get to step out of our houses and go back to normal. Except, is it really normal? It's time that we accept the fact that social distancing, wearing masks, and other such precautions are going to be a part of our lives for a while. The streets may start to buzz again with people, restaurants may once again open their doors, offices will resume, shops and malls will also open. But does that mean that everything will go back to as it was before the lockdown? Not really. It is pretty evident that we will now have to learn how to live with COVID-19. India has been under a lockdown since 25th March, while for Delhi, it started a few days earlier on 22nd March. With easing of restrictions to open the economy, shops, offices, movement of people is being allowed. While most states have opened borders as well for the movement of people, Delhi has yet to take a call on that. As a part of the unlocking plan, over the next few weeks, we will see malls, restaurants, schools, colleges, and even international flights open up in a phased manner. While India is opening up now, there are several countries which have already eased restrictions over the past few months. China, which was the epicenter of the COVID-19 crisis, saw people return to work in early April. Offices had new rules where employees could not eat together, working hours were staggered to ensure less rush, and business was slowly picking up. In Europe, which saw one of the worst spread of the virus, countries have also started easing restrictions. People in Italy have been allowed to step out of their houses after 2 months in May. Germany, offices are opening up with appropriate social distancing norms. In UK, while some offices have been allowed to open up, restaurants and bars still continue to remain closed. We will have to wait and see what is in store for Delhi as we begin to unlock the effects of the lockdown. With this, I wrap up this episode and the first season of Delhi Decoded. But on popular demand, we'll be back super soon with another season where we will shift gears a little. Don't worry, we won't be shifting gears from Delhi, but bringing you stories in a new avatar of sorts. We'll bring you stories from Delhi's iconic buildings, the people, and the plans behind them. So stay tuned. Until then, please reach out to me with your feedback, suggestions, and questions on @PritikaKhanna on Twitter. That's PRETIKAKHANNA. Keep listening to HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.